In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a little unusual to have a baptism during Lent. This is supposed to be a time when we're thinking about sin, a time when we ask God to help us repent and behave just as if we were created in His image. In bringing Johnny Jones Medved for baptism today, Laura and Jamie have given us a great gift. Instead of reflecting entirely on sin today, we can focus sharply on the cure, which is very nicely summarized in the words of the baptismal service and in the hymns. Everyone in this room who is of decision-making age has done something that seemed perfectly fine at the time, but it turned out to be wrong, maybe very wrong. Looking back on it, a responsible person might ask, "Why did I do that? I knew better." Some have deliberately done something, knowing it was wrong and just hoping not to be caught. And throughout history, a few people have done incredibly bad things. I'm not talking about speeding on I-20 or skipping church to go fishing. I'm talking about unbelievably bad things. Why is this so? If you get a room full of theologians and philosophers and ordinary people like us, you can start a fierce, possibly sinful argument by asking that simple question. Why do we sin? There are all kinds of possible explanations, but none really works. The easiest is to go back to Genesis. In the first chapter of Genesis, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." If we were to take that literally, we could conclude that if God is good, we are also good. And that's true. But if that's true, why is it that good people go against God's teachings? We might blame Adam and Eve. Maybe at first they listened to God when He said, "Don't eat from that tree of knowledge, good and evil." But we know what eventually happened. God came walking through the garden and they hid from Him. God asked Adam if he had eaten the fruit. Do you remember Adam's response? "The woman gave it to me and I ate it." And then God asked Eve about that. And what did she say? "It was the serpent who deceived me and I ate it." Looking back, Eve could have said no to the serpent, and Adam could have said no to Eve, although maybe he knew that even back then, saying no to your wife is not always a good idea. Anyway, neither one of them took personal responsibility for what they had done. So blaming Adam and Eve for our sins really doesn't work. And although the serpent shares in the blame, throwing it all on the devil doesn't work either. After all, we are the ones who hear the temptation, and we are the ones who do it. The best I can come up with is that all human beings, by their very nature, all human beings have the God-given ability to make right or wrong decisions, and that we mess up altogether too often, even though Holy Scripture tells us what is right. But that doesn't explain everything about sin, does it? There are lots of complex theories and ideas out there. Not all come directly from Scripture, and I certainly won't pretend to understand any of them. For sure, don't ask me after church about free will, limited free will, predestination, or total depravity. If you do, I'll shrug my shoulders and say, "I don't know, it's a mystery." But what we all know And what we need to hear over and over is that God loves us, even though we are sinners. Some teach that baptism washes our sins away. That would be great news for Johnny Jones Medved, who will get a very thorough washing this morning. But baptism doesn't keep us from sinning afterwards. Despite being baptized, we're still sinners in one way or another. Only God has the cure for that. God loves us, and He wants us to come to Him to be healed. Take out your bulletins and look at the baptismal service, please. In a few minutes, Laura and Jamie are going to be making some very solemn promises to God. I'll be asking them some questions, and as I do that, look at your bulletin and ask those questions to yourself along with me, substituting I for you. For example, do I turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as my Savior? Do I put my whole trust in His grace and love? Do I promise to follow and obey Him as my Lord? God's cure for sin is summarized in these weighty questions. And the best answer probably isn't, I do, which is what's in the prayer book. It's more like, I do with God's help, because I can't do it by myself. Remember today's baptismal liturgy as we move towards the sorrows of Holy Week and the joys of Easter. Every day, take a little time to ask God to remind us that Jesus Christ is our Savior, who died on the cross to take away our sins. Every day, take some time to ask God to help us put our whole trust in His grace and love. And every day, take some time to ask God to help us follow and obey Him as Lord. Amen.